Now, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Sinlay, what do we make of this?
Yeah, look, this is it's a continuation of a story, really. Recall we talked recently about the sort of public stoush between A2 Milk and Sinlay. I mean, they're closely related companies. They're both listed on the NZX, and Sinlay processes milk for A2. So there's a very much a key business relationship between the two companies. A2 Milk recently provided written notice to Sinlay that they were going to revoke the exclusive supply agreement between the two companies. Now, yesterday, Sinlay released its annual result for the 2023 financial year. Now, previously, it had given guidance to the market that the result would be in a range of a loss of 5 million to a gain of 5 million, so signalling a pretty weak result. So it had established market expectations for that, and it delivered a result within those expectations or within the parameters. So it reported a net loss after tax of $4.3 million. Now, when that number was normalised, it came in at plus 2.5. Now, operationally, the result was weak. It was offset by some other sort of one-off items. In their own words, it was a challenging year for the business. Now, margin on their key products were lower than expected. That affected their gross profit. Importantly, forward guidance was limited. Too much uncertainty out there. But I just want to talk about debt, because it's a key issue for many companies. Obviously, with interest rates going up, and has been a focus for Sinlay, they now have debt standing at $430 million. It is an improvement on where they were and is at market expectations. Now, they've recently completed their refinancing, reorganising all of their banking facilities. So that's a positive for investors that they've done that. It does now have to make a $130 million repayment by March of next year. They're currently investigating a sale of their Dairyworks consumer cheese business. Now, that, if they complete that, could potentially fund that required repayment, but quite a bit of uncertainty out there at the moment. The one thing I do want to point out there, Mike, the customer business that there's currently, or that business between A2 and Sinlay, will carry on. And that point is material and important, because that you know, there's no changes to that immediately. But one point of interest, Mike, that you'd be interested in, I hope, Sinlay has some bonds trading in the secondary market. Now, these bonds are now trading at 18%. Which reflects some nervousness in the market, they mature December of next year. So quite a high return on those bonds right now.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Canterbury, what are you going to tell us about Canterbury? Here we go.
Here we go. So business perspective from the mainland. Now, Mike, this is an addendum to the ongoing discussion on the various merits of relocating to the South Island. Now, so what's the state of play of the business in Canterbury? Well, this was a survey released yesterday by the good people at the Canterbury Employers Chamber of Commerce. And the way I see it, the survey shows quite a material slump in business confidence since the last survey result in May. Now, back in May, there were considerably more people who expected the Canterbury economy to remain the same or get stronger over the next 12 months. That number has fallen a lot. In fact, now more people, 41%, expect the Canterbury economy to be moderately or substantially weaker in the next 12 months. 75% of respondents expect the wider New Zealand economy to be the same or weaker as well in the next 12 months. Now, not unusually in these surveys, respondents are more optimistic about their own business. It's a funny thing. There's people think that the rest of the world's, you know, not looking that great, but they're always very confident about their own business. 72% expect the same or better earnings in the next year. And a big jump in the number of businesses worried about consumer confidence and demand. And that's important, because remember when labour was a key problem, now it's consumer confidence and demand. 27% were worried about that. That's moved to 42%. I do wonder whether dairy prices have a more marked impact in a sort of a rural economy more sort of exposed to that rural economy than Canterbury compared to, say, Auckland. But the point here, Mike, is things have changed in New Zealand between the second quarter, where we just got that GDP outcome, and quarter three, which is where we are in right now.
Right, and make numbers, please.
The Dow Jones is up 5 points, so literally unchanged, 33,968. The S&P 500 also up 5 points, 4,325 is the number there, and the NASDAQ up 43 points, 13,255. The FTSE 100 down 60.75%, 7623. The Nikkei was up 0.85%, 32678. Shanghai Composite down about 0.5%, 3115. And quiet days on the Australasian markets. The ASX 200 up 7 points, 70760. The NZX 50 up 4 points yesterday, 11,377. The close. The Kiwi dollar 0.5963 against the US, 0.9288 Aussie. 0.5631 euro, 0.4883 pounds, 88.75 against the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,917 and Brent crude steady, $93.54.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.